Today is Kutei Moran Tanina. We'll give a 1 minute introduction and we'll continue from where we left off. The topic, the Torah begins talking about the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and Rabbi Nizal refers to two items, to Taida and the Korban Taida, and the study of Halacha, the Limud of Halacha. That was the first part of this Torah that Kutei Moran was explaining. And Rabbi Nizal, one of the things that Rabbi Nizal mentioned in relation to Korban Taida was that whenever a person is in an Ace Tzora, at the time of the Tzora, all the blood of the whole body does a rush on the heart being the melech, the king of the whole body, and in control, in charge of directing traffic and directing all the decisions to be made affecting the whole body. Therefore, whenever a Tzora, whenever a situation comes up, all the blood of the body rushes to the heart for direction, in a sense, or to be shown, to be directed to where it's most important for that blood to go, to be able to help the person. And Rabbi Nizal said, when the person is taken out of the tzara, that's when the blood goes back to its normal halicha, to its normal path. And Rabbi Nizal said that the concept of blood is the opposite of emes. Rabbi Nizal brought a pasuk, Anshei Domim Yisne Utam. Whereas when the blood gets fixed up, when the blood goes back to its normal mode of operation, that's a tikkun for emes. And Rabbi Nizal said that the function of emes is that emes is to be shined into the dibur. Rabbi Nizal spoke about a ribua hadibur, four different types of speech that are discussed in the Torah. A dibur of tzedakah, a dibur of ashirim krovim lamalchus, a dibur of the melech, a dibur of tshuva, and Rabbi Nizal brought references to these things from sukkim throughout the Torah. And Rabbi Nizal said that a person, in order to be misaking these four kinds of dibur, these four types of speech, a person has to shine emes into the speech. And Rabbi Nizal said that this light of emes being shined into the speech gets shined in via three names of Hashem. Kael, Elikim, and Hashem. As is brought in the Pasuk, Kael, Elikim, Hashem, Diber. That these are the names of Hashem which affect the Dibur. And Rabbi Nizal showed how these three names of Hashem correspond to specific items that a person does, specific avodos. Rabbi Nizal said that one of these names of Hashem, the name Yudkei Vavkei, refers to Zivugim and Shiduchim, the act of a person getting married and everything that's associated with it. The word Kael referred to the name of Hashem Kael referred to the Koyach HaTfilah of a person, and the name of Hashem Elikim referred to the Koyach of a person, and a person's Shiduch. These are the three things that affect a person's zivug or shidduch. These are the three things that affect a person's speech. According to the Torah that a person learns, according to the tefillah that a person is mispalel, and according to a person's tikkun abris as related to his wife, according to his association with his wife, these are the things that affect the dibur. For example, Rabbi Nizal said his relation to one's wife. The Gemara says that 9/10 of speech came down to the world, were sent to Whitworth. 10/10 came down to the world, 9/10 were taken by women. So until a person is zeichet to get married, it's obviously a chisorin in his koyach hadibur. It doesn't mean that he can't speak, he speaks, but his words are not really classified as dibur. So too, without Torah and tefillah, a person's dibur is not really classified as speech. It's only when you have these three things, Torah, Tefillah, and the Koyach, the Shidduch and Zivug, shining into the speech, these three are classified as the Oyer HaEmes being shined into the speech, and that's what makes the Dibur have a Shlemus to it. And Rabbi Nizal said that this term, Shlemus HaDibur, we refer to that as Lashon Kodesh. When a person is zeichet to purify his Dibur, where his Dibur is B'Shlemus, where all four sections of Dibur are receiving from the three Kavim, of the three Tzinoiros, the three pipes of Emes, that's when the Dibur is classified as Lashon Kodesh, which Rabbi Nizal said is also a Bechina of Shabbos. Lashon Kodesh is attached to Shabbos, because we know that one of the most significant items of Shmira Shabbos is Vidaber Dovor. The Gemara says that a person's Dibur on Shabbos should not be like the Dibur of Chol. And Rabbi Nizal explained that Lashon Kodesh is an inyan of Bracha and Kiddusha. Rabbi Nizal proved that through Psukim, the inyan of Koy Sivorachu, Birkas Koyhanim, is done Bedafkin Lashon Kodesh, and the word Kodesh refers to Kiddusha. So too Shabbos is also this union of bracha and kiddusha. Vayivorech alekim esem ha-shvi, vayikadesh ha-isai. So we see how Shabbos and Lashon Kodesh are tied together. And this is where we had sort of left off. Rabbi Nezal mentioned one other item. Rabbi Nezal said about drawing this, that through a person being zeichet to shleimus hadibur, that's how he's zeichet to draw the simcha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Rabbi Nezal said, we'll just review a drop of what we did last week and continue from there. Key, we're on the second column of page 8 in our Likutim Morans, four lines down from the top, the left-hand column of the right-hand page, the words Ki Yemei HaChol Heim Bechinas Atzvus. Rabbi Nezal says the weekdays compared to Shabbos. You have the place, Yaakov? Page 8, left-hand column.
It's different.
Ah. Rabbi Nezal says Ki Yemei HaChol Heim Bechinas Atzvus. The weekdays are classified as a concept of atzvus, depression, sadness. Va'filu ha-mitzvois sho'isim b'imei achoil, even the mitzvois that a person does during the weekdays, heim bebechinas atzvus. Those mitzvois are not categorized within the realm of simcha, they're categorized as mitzvois that are performed within the realm of atzvus. Why? Because we know the Gemara says in Chagiga that the weekdays and Shabbos are kaviyachol split up between Hashem and one angel in heaven. The Gemara says that on Shabbos Kodesh, kaviyachol, Hashem himself rules the world without any association of any intermediary, whereas on the 6 days of the week, there is a concept of the Malach Memtes, a certain angel, one of the chief angels in Shemayim. The Gemara uses the term Sheshultanose Bachoil. This angel rules the world during the weekdays, naturally under the auspices of Hashem. But there is this concept that during the 6 days of the week, this Malach is in control. On Shabbos Kodesh, Kaviyachol Hashem himself is in control.
Is he in control there to Shabbat too?
Who?
Malach Memtes.
Is he in control? Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Malach Memtes Shultanose Bimei HaChoel. The Zohar HaKodesh says that this angel rules during the weekdays. And what does the ruling of this angel signify? What does he represent when we say this Malach rules during the weekdays? O Malach Memtes Hu Bechinas Eved. This Malach is a concept of a slave. Bechinas Atzvus. Slaves represent depression, sluggishness, the opposite of Simcha. Why is this Malach Bechinas Eved? We explain. Number one, the 6 days of the week are a time of Avoida, Malacha, work. 6 days of the week we work, on the seventh day we rest. So this Malach who rules during the 6 days of the week, he's classified as a Bechinas Eved. Avol Shabbos hu bechinas ben, but Shabbos is a concept of the son. We have these two, the concept of serving Hashem as a servant, an eved, or serving Hashem as a ben. The Pasuk says about the Jews, bonim atem l'Hashem alekechem, the Jews are classified as children to Hashem. And there's another Pasuk that says, avodai heim v'loy avodim l'avodim. So we see that the servants of Hashem are classified in two categories, either sons or servants. So weekdays represent the concept of Eved, which is a bechin of Atzvus. Avol Shabbos hu bechinas ben. Shabbos is a concept of the son. V'oz naicho li'ilon v'tatoin. On Shabbos, both the earthly kingdom and the heavenly kingdom rest. There's menucha. V'nis oirer simcha. When there's rest, there's happiness. In other words, understood, even lahavdil by the goyim, this concept of vacation, in other words, a time of rest is a time of simcha, whereas the work days are days of atzvus. In other words, where a person is depressed, the concept of bezea sapecha, be'itzavoin toichalno, that's the best proof. Be'itzavoin toichalno, the curse of having to work to earn your pranosa, is called be'itzavoin toichalno. When does that take place? During the 6 days of the week. Whereas Shabbos, you have the mitzvah v'somachto, to be happy. The whole mitzvah is Simcha Shabbos. V'yazay nisroi mimim v'nisalin kol ha-mitzvah is shel sheish yisim e'achol min ha-atzvus. on Shabbos Kodesh all the mitzvahs that a person did during the weekdays, which were stooped in Atzvos, those mitzvahs rise up, they get an elevation. V'nimshach aleihem menucha v'simcha, and there is drawn onto those mitzvahs the light of menucha and simcha. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says about Noyach HaTzadik, Noyach means to rest, Lanuach means to rest. The Pasuk says about Noyach, Vayoled Ben, there was born a son. Note that Noyach, which means rest, which corresponds to Shabbos Kodesh, Menucha, Noyach, about Noyach, the Pasuk says, Vayoled Ben, there was born a son. Vayikra Shemoi Noyach, he was called Noyach, Lamar, as if to say, Ze Yenachameinu Mima'aseinu Umei Itzvoin Yodeinu. This one will console us, Mima'aseinu, from our work, Umei Itzvoin Yodeinu, and from the depression of the labor of our hands. Hainu Bechinas Shabbos. This term Noyach represents Shabbos. Shehu Bechinas Ben. We see that Noyach is called a Ben. Bechinas Noyach Naichod Iloin Vitatoim. Shabbos Kodesh is referred to in the Zohar Kodesh as the union of Noyach because it represents a day on which heaven and earth rest. Shehu Menachem Umesameach HaKoel Min HaAtzvos. One of the functions of Shabbos Kodesh is to console and make people happy from the depression that they were going through during the weekdays. Bechinas ze yenachameinu, that's what the pasuk says. Ukishe zoyche lebechinas loshen kodesh, and when a person is zoyche to the level of loshen kodesh that we spoke about before, how by shining the three kavim of emes into the four chalokim of dibur, note three and four giving you seven. Ukishe zoyche lebechinas loshen kodesh shehu mekusher leShabbos. This Lashon Kodesh is attached to the Bechina Shabbos, like we explained before. Azai mamshichin al yodayis hakidusha v'hasimcha shel Shabbos l'sheish yisemei achoyel. Then, such a person becomes capable of drawing the holiness and happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Why? Ki machmas shehaloshen kodesh mekusha l'Shabbos, because Lashon Kodesh is so connected to Shabbos, al kein nimshach al yodoy hasimcha shel Shabbos l'sheish yisemei achoyel. That can serve as a connection, as a pipe, by which to be able to funnel the simcha and kedusha of Shabbos into the weekdays. V'zeh, this is why the words Kel Elohim Hashem Diber. That's why the words of this pasuk that we quoted before, which represents Shleimos Hadibur, when a person is zeicha to shine the light of these three names of Hashem, the Oyer HaEmes, via these three names of Hashem into the Dibur, that's classified as Shleimos Hadibur. You'll note that these words Kel Elohim Hashem Diber Mispar Simcha are Begimatria Simcha with the letters. In other words, the words Kel Elohim Hashem Diber, the gematria of those letters, plus four for the words, is exactly begematria, the word Simcha. Ki al yedei Shleimus Hadibur, Shehu Loshen HaKodesh, Nimshach Simcha. Because it's when a person is zeichet to Shleimus Hadibur, which is classified as Loshen Kodesh, that's when a person is zeichet to real Simcha. Now note, the Gemara says, Hashori b'loi isha, shori b'loi simcha. Person who lives without a wife, who isn't married, is living without simcha. The wife represents the dibur. V'laylo l'laylo yechave doas. Yechave means the verb, yechave, chavo, means to speak. The whole union of the koyach hadibur. So this concept of simcha that a person gets with a wife is comparable to the simcha that a person gets when he's zeicha to a tikkun hadibur. How is zeicha to be mesakan the dibur? By shining the emes into the dibur, by shining the oyer of emes, as we explained in the previous paragraph. Through that whole explanation about being mesakan the four chalakim of dibur with the oyer of emes, that's how a person is zeichet to Shleimus Lashon Kodesh. Shleimus Lashon Kodesh is very, very tied into Shabbos. Rabbein Azal says that it's this Shleimus Lashon Kodesh that helps a person be able to draw the light of Shabbos into the weekdays. Period.
how does that connect exactly as far as the shlemus that people are drawing the light of Shabbos?
Because we showed how Lashon Kodesh is that shlemus adibur is Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh is the whole union of Shabbos. Because Lashon Kodesh, you have the word Kodesh in it, number one. And we said that Lashon Kodesh is also a union of bracha. Because Kai Sevarachu, the command of the Kohanim, giving the bracha to Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara Darshan, Kai Sevarachu b'Lashon Kodesh. Kai is Lashon Kodesh. So we see that Lashon Kodesh is an inyan of Kiddusha and an inyan of bracha. Shabbos is also an inyan of Kiddusha and bracha. Vayivorech elikim esim ashi, vayikadesh esim. So we see that these two are tied together also. We know that one of the main inyanim of Shabbos is v'daber dovor, shalei yadiborcha kir Shabbos. So we see how much connected Shabbos is with the union of Lashon Kodesh. Now note again, all of this Rabbeinu Zal is presenting concepts. We're trying to absorb and understand these concepts. And as Rabbeinu Zal goes on to the completion of the Torah, the last paragraph, he's going to connect everything from the beginning. On the next page where you see V'zeh Bechinas Chanukah, that paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal is going to go back and tie in the whole Torah, show how everything is connected. And again, when you're learning the Likutei Moran, it's still hazy. It's when you learn the Likutei Halachos on this, that's when you see the practical applications of these things. That's when you can hope to be able to understand, to get a better hold on it. Now we're setting the groundwork so that hopefully when we'll be zeichet to learn more, we'll be able to understand exactly what this does for me and how I apply it and how I put these etzos to use. Also, if a person is zeichet to have a likutei tefillos, the likutei tefillos is referred to as the Rashi HaKodesh on Likutei Moran. If you say likutei tefillos on a chapter on Likutei Moran, that's what allows you to understand Rav Moshe Zal's understanding of what Rabbeinu Zal wanted you to get out of this Torah, how this Torah should benefit you in Avodas Hashem. Next, Vov. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Va'idei zeh shemamshichin kiddusha shel Shabbos l'sheishes yemei achol." Through the fact, note that this is one of the main functions of a yid. One of the main avodas of a yid is to be mamshich the kiddusha of Shabbos to the yemei achol. Rav Nosson Zal says in the Likutei Halachos, "Where in davening do we do this every day? Where do we show how we're trying to?" Hayoyim yoyim rishon bashabos. Hayoyim yoyim sheni bashabos. That statement, the reason for making that statement is to say that I want yoyim rishon to draw from Shabbos. I want yoyim sheni to draw from Shabbos. That's one of the practical applications of this Eitzah, of trying to draw from the light of Shabbos into the Me'achol. This is the kavona you're supposed to have when you say those words. Hayoyim yoyim rishon bashabos. Pause. I want this Sunday to be able to draw from Shabbos. Which Shabbos? The Gemara says that Shabbos is the center candle of the menorah. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday draw from the upcoming Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday draw from the Shabbos that passed. That's how the light of Shabbos is drawn. Shabbos is referred to as the middle, the centerpiece. It has three on each side, 3 days on each side of it that receive from the Shabbos Kodesh. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Va'idezeh shemamshichin kedusha shel Shabbos l'sheishes yemei achol." Through a yid being zeichet to draw the kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, "Al'idezeh nizgale ho'achdus haposhut yisporach." This causes a revelation of the oneness of Hashem, the achdus of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, "Ki b'sheishes yemei achol heim pe'ulois mishtanois." The 6 days of the week represent a concept of pe'ulois mishtanois. This is a term that Rabbeinu Zal is using in this time in Likutei Moran. Pe'ulois mishtanois means variety, variation. In other words, where things are not all one and the same. The opposite of achdus is pe'ulois mishtanois, differentiation, variety. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ki b'sheishes yemei achol heim pe'ulois mishtanois." The 6 days of the week represent this concept of the opposite of achdus. Note, we said that within the realm of Torah, how much machlokes is there in Torah? There's 6 units of machlokes. Kosher, posel, tamei, tohor, osur, mutar. Those correspond to the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week represent pe'ulois mishtanois. The changing, zeranpin, chesed, gvura. In other words, constant, not oneness. Shebechol yoyim nivra pe'ula mishuna. During each one of the 6 days of the week, there is created a different type of creation.
וזה כנגד השכל האנושי, לאהוב אין זויס בשכל האנושי. This is not within the realm of the human comprehension to be able to understand how the shepa'ulais mishtanois yihyunim shachin me'echot ha'poshut yizborach yisale. It's beyond the human comprehension, the human capacity for comprehension, to be able to understand how different can come from one. How items that vary, that differ, can come from an achdus ha'poshut. Kaviyochol we say Hashem echod, Hashem is one. Everything about Hashem is one. How is it conceivable that from one they should come forth a variety? Take a crayon that's red. Can you take that red and filter it and powder it and crumble it and put it together and rearrange it? Can you get blue and white from it? No. Or can you get any variation from it? No. This concept of being able to take from Achdus HaPoshut and make into Pulois Mishtanois, this is a concept of like Yesh Me'ayin, which we don't understand whatsoever. The human mind cannot comprehend this. Rak, Rabbi Nezal says, Ki b'seichel ho'anoishi yafshel ovenzois. The human mind cannot understand this. Rak al yedei Shabbos she'onu zeichen. She'nosan l'rashim yisborach matona gedoyla. It's only through Shabbos that we are zeichet, that Hashem gave us this wonderful present, as the Gemara calls it. K'mo yisham razal, as the Gemara says, Hashem said, matona toivi yeshli beveis genozai. Hashem said, I have this wonderful present in my treasury house, the Shabbos shmo, and it's called Shabbos. And Hashem said that just like the Yidden are alone, they are one, they have no bas zug, so too the Shabbos has no bas zug. Each one of the other days of the week has their couples. Six means three couples. Shabbos stands alone. It has no bas zug. It's echod. The Yidden are echod. Shabbos is echod. So Rabbi Hashem said he wants to give this present to the Yidden. Rabbi Nezal says that it's only through the Shabbos. Al yidei zeh nizgale achdus haposhut. The Shabbos is what brings about a revelation of the achdus haposhut of Hashem, of the oneness of Hashem. Ki Shabbos meire al emunas hayichud. Shabbos, the concept of Shabbos, refers to the emunas hayichud, the faith in the oneness of Hashem. She'onu ma'aminim, the fact that we believe. She'kol hapa'ulois mishtanois nimshochun. The mitzvah of Shabbos is the emunah in the fact that Hashem created everything and He rested on the seventh day. That Hashem, who is one, created everything, which is billions, which is variety, different colors, different types, different worlds. All of this came from the Achdus HaPoshut. Which mitzvah is there that gives us that's the representative of the emunah in the Briya Sa'ilam, that Hashem created the world? The mitzvah of Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zal says, Shebora kulam b'sheishes yimachoyel v'shovas b'shabbos. It's the mitzvah of Shabbos that shows that a person has emunah in the fact that Hashem created everything during the 6 days of the week, and he rested on the seventh. Nimtzo shal yidei Shabbos nizgale achdus haposhut yisborach. So we see that it's through the mitzvah of Shabbos that there is revealed the achdus haposhut of Hashem, the emunah in the oneness of Hashem. Vehizgalos achdus haposhut zois, vehizgalos achdus haposhut, the revelation of this oneness of Hashem, this simple one of Hashem, zois habachino yikoro ma'oid afilu etzlo yisborach. That item is very, very precious to Hashem. This act of revealing the oneness of Hashem, revealing the Achdus HaPoshut of Hashem, this is very, very precious to Hashem. How do we know? Kemoi Shemotzinu, as we find in the Gemara says, Yochid v'rabim halocho k'rabim. Hashem says that when there is a debate between a singular and a plural, the law goes according to the plural. Why? Ki machmas sheheim rabim, because of the fact that they are a plural, shekol echod yesh bo deyo mishuna, each one of these plural has a different wisdom, a different perspective, a different way of looking at things. Bechinas pa'ulais mishtanois, meaning they represent two different beings. Ukishehem maskinim yachad ladas echod, and when these two, who are different by nature, when they are zeichet to be able to see eye to eye on one thing, nimtzo, what do we see from, what comes out of that? Bechinas pa'ulais mishtanois nase bechinas achdus haposhut. This is one of the best examples of this scene of Pa'ulais Mishtanois getting converted to Achdus HaPoshet. When you have a machlekes, a debate between people, and two people get together and side with each other, those two people represent an example of Pa'ulais Mishtanois being nichlal in an Achdus HaPoshet. These two people, we know that no two human beings in this world are created alike, equal, exactly identical, and if these two who are not identical can see identical on an issue, this is an example of Pa'ulais Mishtanois being nichlal in an achdus. You're getting together, uniting on something. Sheze yokor ma'oid be'enov yisborach. Hashem, this is very, very precious to Hashem. V'yalkein halocha kemoisom. This is why Hashem says, I side with them. Whenever there's a debate, and there's an individual, and there's a plural, Hashem says, I'm on their side. Why? Because Hashem loves this. Hashem loves when you have pa'ulais mishtanois being nichlal in an achdus haposhut. Rabbi Nizal says, that's one item. V'alkein halacha kamoisam. V'gam is another reason why the halacha is like the rabbim. Kidei shelo laharbois machlekes b'Yisrael. Because if the law will not be like the majority, then there'll be a lot of machlekes. Then each individual will say his own opinion, and there'll be only machlekes in the Jewish nation. Kiem loikein, because if we won't hold by this rule of yochid v'rabim halacha karabim, each and every person will have his own opinion, and there's no end to it. And there'll be, Rachmor Letzlan, a lot of machlekes. Therefore, for these reasons, Hashem decided to follow this route of Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, that Hashem favored and likes and enjoys this concept of Pa'ulais Mishtanois being Nichlal in an Achdus HaPoshut. Ki Ritzonoi Rak B'Bechinas Achdus HaPoshut. Hashem's Rotz... She'ein zeretz ani yisborach. Machlekes is not the will of Hashem. Hashem does not want machlekes. Ki retzaynoi rak bebechinas achdus haposhut. Hashem's rotzayn is only that there should be a oneness. Ki kshin izgale bechinas achdus haposhut lamato. Because when there is revealed a oneness on earth, whenever there is revealed an achdus on earth among the pulais mishtanois, gam lemalon izgale achdus haposhut yisborach. So too in heaven there is revealed an achdus haposhut of Hashem. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, we say at Minchan Shabbos, Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod Bo'oretz. You, Hashem, are one, your name is one, and who is like your nation that is one? What does this imply? Shal Yidei Achdus, Shenizgala B'Yisrael, Lemato, according to the type of Achdus that exists by the Yidden on earth, that's what determines and causes a revelation. Nizgala achdusay hashposhet yisborach lemalo. That's what causes the achdus haposhet of Hashem in heaven. Whenever there's an achdus lamato, it brings about this achdus lamalo, and that's the rotzayin of Hashem. Note, when does this take place? At Mincha. When do we say this? At Mincha on Shabbos. Note, Mincha on Shabbos is called Rotzayin Sheberitzayinis. So we see that what's the Iker Rotzayin of Hashem? This concept of the Achdus HaPoshut. The Pa'ulais Mishtanois being Nichlal in an Achdus HaPoshut. This is why on Friday night when we daven, we say V'yonuchu Vo Kol Yisrael. Vo is singular, feminine. Shabbos morning we say V'yanuchu voi kol Yisrael. Voi is singular, singular masculine. On Shabbos at Mincha we say V'yanuchu vom kol Yisrael. Vom is this pa'ulais mishtanois being nichlal in the achdus haposhut. It's through the fact that Shabbos is this he'oras harotzayin. Shabbos at Mincha is this rotzayin sheberetzayinois. The ikar rotzayin of Hashem is this hisgalos of the achdus haposhut, this coming together, this bringing together of two opposites, uniting them. Okay, so in this paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal talks about the union of drawing the Kiddusha of Shabbos into the Imei HaChol that causes a revelation of the Achdus HaPoshut, because the 6 days of the week represent a concept of Pe'ulos Mishkanos. That's when the Bria took place. There was a lot of action, a lot of variation of action, trees and plants and buildings and all different types of animals and everything. That was during the 6 days of the week. On Shabbos, there was Menucha, rest. There was just the Achdus HaPoshut of Hashem. There was no Bria whatsoever. The only Bria on Shabbos was the union of Menucha, which corresponds to this Achdus HaPoshut of Hashem. Exactly. Rav Moshe Zalman Kotei Halachos, I think, in one place talks about this, that this is the chashivus of Tefillah B'Tzibur and of Torah B'Tzibur, and again, Tefillah, Torah, and Zivugin. What's Zivugim? Zivugim is a bringing together of Pulis Mishtanos and Achdus HaPoshut. Torah and Tefillah are also a Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechintei. The Torah is Zohar, the Tefillah is Nekeva. We're talking, this whole Torah is talking about the singing of bringing together Toida and Halacha. Toida is Tefillah, Halacha is Torah. This concept of bringing together Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechintei. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, is going to explain one of the fascinating stories in the Gemara. The story about the Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol with Tanur Shalachmai. The Gemara says that what was one of the outstanding cases where this law of Yochid V'Rabim, Halachic Rabim, was enforced in its fullest measure. There was once a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis and Michachomim related to a certain type of oven, whether it's Tomei or Toher, and how it relates to the laws of Shabbos also. So the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer held one way, the Chachomim plural held differently. And the Gemara says he didn't want to give in to their psak. They took a vote, they saw that they were a plural, he was a singular, so they said we follow the plural. So the Gemara says he didn't want to give in to them. So the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer HaKadosh said, I'll prove to you that my opinion is the emes. If I'm right, let this boxer tree move a certain distance. He said, Chorov Yechiach, let this boxer tree prove that I'm right. The Gemara says the boxer tree was uprooted from the ground and it moved. The Gemara said, they said to him, we don't care. We're not impressed with your miracle. Hashem gave the Torah, Loi Bashamayim Hi, the Torah is not in heaven, it's on earth. The power of paskening Halach and Torah was given over to the Chachamim. And if we are a plural and you're a singular, the law is like us, regardless of what miracle you show. The Gemara says, he said, if I'm right, let a voice from Shemayim come and testify that I'm right. The Gemara says, a baskel came out and said, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'chol makoy. Not just in this case, the law is like Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol in whatever he says. Before that, the Gemara says, he said, Kaisle Beis HaMedrash Yechichu. If I'm right, let the walls of this Beis HaMedrash prove that I'm right. If I'm right, let the walls of the Beis HaMedrash cave in to show that I'm right. And the Gemara says the walls started actually leaning, started moving to cave in to each other. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua said something, and that's how they were stopped. They were suspended in midair. And then a baskel, he said, if I'm right, let a voice from heaven come and say that I'm right. The Gemara says, the voice from heaven came. And the Gemara says, they said, too bad. The halacha is to be based on the law of Yochid Ram Aloch Rabin. And they put him in Cherem. They put Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol in Cherem for not accepting the psak of the Rabin. Rabbeinu Zal, this Torah in the Gemara, is going to explain why did he happen to pick these items, a boxer tree and a stream of water and a baskel and a wall. What is this? What was the whole discussion here about? What were they talking about? What's the side? What's the secret behind this whole story? Rabbeinu Zal is going to show how it relates, how this story is a summary and an explanation of all that we said till now. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas ma'isa de Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol b'tano shelach noi." This is the story that the Gemara relates about Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol with this oven, this type of oven. Ki Rabbi Eliezer halocha kemoisai b'chol mokain. The Gemara says over there in Bat Metzia that the voice from heaven declared that the halocha is like Rabbi Eliezer in everything that he said. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol wanted to show his colleagues that he was zeiche to Shleimus HaDibur. What is Shleimus HaDibur in Tefillah? What is Shleimus HaDibur in Tefillah? Toido, we said Hoido. That's the last stop, the Tachana HaSofit. In Tefillah, we said, completing a cycle is when the person's up to the point where he's thanking Hashem. he needed something, he davened and davened and davened until he achieved what he wanted, he got what he wanted, the completion of the cycle is when he extends the thanks to Hashem. That's Shleimus HaDibur in Tefillah. What's Shleimus HaDibur within the realm of Torah? Halacha. When a person is zeichet to learn the Chumash and the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch and be mevarer the halacha lemaisa, and then he said, "Note, halacha is not showing when it's in your brain." Ki chayim heim lemoitzoeim bepeh. The Gemara says, "Torah is not something you learn with your eyes; you learn it with your mouth." So when the person is zeichet to be moitzi the halacha in dibur, that's classified as shleimus hadibur within Torah. So if Rabbi Eliezer was trying to prove that the halacha was like him, what he was trying to prove was that he was zeichet to shleimus hadibur. If I have shleimus hadibur, it means one of the things that you need to be zeichet to shleimus hadibur is Torah, the MS of Torah, we said. You need Torah, Tefillah, and Zivugim. So this is what he was trying to show them, that he was zeichet to shleimus hadibur, dahainu shleimus ribua hadibur. This refers to a shleimus in all four divisions of speech. How is a person zeichet to shleimus hadibur? Al yidei halacha is kanal, through the limud of halacha, as we explained earlier in this Torah. If you recall, Rabbein Zal explain that halacha is inyan of chesed, and Rabbein Zal, right? That whole inyan, the whole inyan of halacha with shimush chachamim, and Rabbi Nizal quoted the pasuk titein emes liyakov chesed lavron, that through chesed, which is the union of halacha, chesed by David HaMelech, shehalacha kamaisai, chazdei David haneemonim, shehalacha kamaisai, that through chesed a person zeichet to emes, which is the shleimus hadibur. So Rabbi Nizal said, V'alkein Omar, that's why Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, Choruv Yoichiach, let the Buktzer tree prove that I'm right. Emas Mayim Yoichiach, let the stream of water prove that I'm right. Koislei Beis HaMedrash Yoichichu, let the walls of the Beis Medrash prove that I'm right. Baskoil Yoichiach, let a voice from heaven come and prove that I'm right. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki elu arbo dvorim hein bechinas ribua hadibur. These four items that he mentioned, these four items represent the four divisions of dibur. Dahainu arbo chelke hadibur, the four sections of dibur. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, Ki hatzadikim hein giboirei koyach oisei devoroi. Kemuva bezoiro kodesh. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Giboirei koyach oisei devoroi, lishmoya bekol devoroi. The Zoiro Kodesh says, Ilein tzadikayo. This refers to the tzadikim. They are called giboirei koyach, ezel gibor hakovesh is yitzroi. That gibor is a term applied to a tzadik. Oisei devoroi. They create the dibur of Hashem. They actually create the devar Hashem. Shehem oisim umanhikim im hadibur kiritzoinam. They create and control the dibur according to whatever way they so desire to. These tzaddikim, they're the ones who are in total control of dibur. V'alkein rotzo Rabbi Eliezer laharois sheyesh loy shleimus ribu hadibur. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was trying to show his friends that he was zeichet to shleimus hadibur. V'alkein yochoy laseisim hadibur kiritzainoi. What shows that a person has shleimus hadibur? If with his dibur he can even knock out teva, nature, that shows that he really has control of dibur. His dibur is so powerful that it can even override the laws of nature. Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein yochoy lasis madibur kiritzainoi, dahainu l'shamayis hateva kiritzainoi alei shleimus diburoi. He wanted to show that he's even capable of changing nature through his dibur, through his shleimus hadibur, he has a koyach over nature. V'herezois bedalet dvorim. And he proved this, he showed this with four things, four incidents. Shehem bechinas ribua hadibur. These four things that we're going to mention, they represent this ribua hadibur. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, choruv yoichiach, the first thing that will prove it is the Buktze tree. Ze bechinas hadibur shel tzedakah. A Buktzer tree represents the dibur of tzedakah that we spoke about. Buktzer tree is an inyan of tzedakah. Why? Rabbi Nizal is going to prove this from a Gemara in Tainus. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki choruv noiten oisoi rak ledoiros. A Buktzer tree, a person planting a Buktzer tree, is not planting it for himself. He's generally planting it for generations to come. Why? How long does it take a chutzpah tree to mature, to grow? 70 years, the Gemara says in Tainus. So usually a person, the lifetime of a person is 70 years. So when a person is 10 or 20 or 30 years old and he starts planting, usually a baby of 1 year old is not going to plant a bakta, of 1 day old, is not in a position to plant a bakta tree. So when a person is 10, 20, 30, up to 70, that's when he's of age to plant a bakta tree. With the full knowledge that if he lives the normal lifespan of a human being, which is 70 years, the Yemei Shnei Senevim Shivim Shana, he will not eat from the fruits whatsoever. So the act of planting a bakta tree is an act of tzedakah. K'mo shekosov b'Gemara, as the Gemara says, that when Rabbi Chaini HaMagol fell asleep, the story where he fell asleep for 70 years, and he woke up, he saw it, when he went this, right before he fell asleep, he saw a man planting a bakta tree. And he asked the man, why are you planting this? You're not going to be able to eat from this. So the man told him, Ano alma b'charuva ishtakach. When I came to this world, I found the world with bakta trees in it. Meaning, there were people who had planted bakta trees in previous generations so that I should have bakta to eat. Ki hechi deshasli li avahosi, just like my forefathers planted for me, Ano nami shasli lebenoi. I'm also planting for my children. So we see, Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtzo shechoruv hurak ledoiros. So we see the bakta tree is a tree that's planted for the future. Kemoi hatzdoko shehi ledoiros. Just like the act of giving tzedakah, the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, why does a person give tzedakah? Not for his own benefit, but for his generations. As the Gemara says, Kamay Shom Rabbi Chia, as Rabbi Chia said in the end of Masechta Shabbos, Ki also Anya, he warned his Talmidim, he warned his family, Ki also Anya, that whenever a poor man comes to the door, Akdim Le Rivsa, be very quick to give him bread. Why? Ki Heche Delekadmu Lebanayich, so that when your children, when our children will have to go collecting, people will also give to them. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ki biglal hadavar hazeh." The Gemara dashens galgal hu achayzer boilam. Galgal hu shechayzer boilam. The Gemara says that money is like a wheel. One generation is rich, the next generation is poor. The father is rich, the children are poor. The father is rich, the children are poor. Not necessarily in sequence, but there is this cycle where not every generation is the same. One generation is rich, one is poor. So Rabbi Chia told his children, his family, that whenever a poor man comes to the door, be quick to give him, so that when our children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, they'll be poor people, people will also be quick to give them. So we see that why does a person give tzedakah? For the future, for his future generations. Just like the chorov, the bakta tree, is a tree that's planted for the future. So Rabbi Nizal showed now how chorov represents the dibur of tzedakah, represents the end of tzedakah. So Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol wanted to bring proof from a bakta tree. He was showing by this that he had the shleimus in this section of dibur, the dibur that's related to tzedakah. Next, number two. Amas Mayim, he said, if I'm right, let this stream of water change its nature to prove that I'm right. Rabbi Nizal says, Ze Bechinas Tshuva. A stream of water represents Tshuva. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, in Echa, referring to the Yidden doing Tshuva for their sins. What does the Pasuk say? Shivchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei Hashem. Pour out your hearts like water. Pour out your hearts in what? In Dibur, in words of Tefillah. So we see that this act of pouring out this Mayim represents the Dibur of Tshuva. Kui Mochem Devorim Veshuvu El Hashem. Rabbi Nizal said that what was the Dibur of Tshuva? The Kui Mochem Devorim Veshuvu El Hashem. That's the singing of Shivchi Kamayim Libech. Pouring out your heart in Viduyim, in confessions to Hashem. That's this Dibur of Tshuva. Next. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, "Koisle Beis Medrash Echicho." V'zeh Bechinas Ashirim. Rabbi Nizal says, "The walls of the Beis Medrash that represents the wealthy people. The wealthy people are classified as the walls of the Beis Medrash. What? Sheheim, Koisel, Shehakoyel Poinemboy." Rabbi Nizal says, "Let's analyze the word Koisel." The Gemara says, "Why is the Koisel Maravi called Koisel? Why is the word Koisel used? Why?" Okay, it's the tail shehakol poinim boy. The word tail in Hebrew, tof lamed, means a mound of earth, or something erect, shehakol poinim boy, to which all eyes are turned to it. In other words, all the whole people in the whole world daven towards the direction of the Kodesh Maroi, the Beis Hamikdash, to have the tefillahs go up to Hashem easily. So we see that the word kaisel refers to something that attracts people, something that all eyes are turned to. Rabbein Ezal says now, ki oyhave, and this represents the wealthy people. Ki oyhave oshir rabim. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei that the friends of a rich person are many, that rich people attract many friends. So just as a kaisel, the word kaisel, the Gemara says, refers to something to which all eyes are turned to, so to a wealthy person, people are always watching his every move. He has many friends, people are attracted to him. V'hakoyel poinin el ha'ashirin, and all people turn to the wealthy people. V'zehu kais, so that's the word kaisel. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, what's Taich Kaisle Beis HaMedrash? Why did Rabbi Yitzhar HaGadol say Kaisle Beis HaMedrash? Rabbi Nizal says, V'zehu Kaisle Beis HaMedrash, Bechinas Dorshei Hashem Lo Yasru Chotoi. This word, Medrash, also refers to wealthy people, because there's a pasuk that says, V'dorshei Hashem Lo Yasru Chotoi. Those who seek Hashem will be lacking in nothing. So we see that this term Dorshei Beis HaMedrash refers again to wealthy people. So Kaisle refers to wealthy people, Beis HaMedrash refers to wealthy people. Rabbi Nizal says, Shekol Dainu Hatzadikim Dorshei Hashem. This pasuk Dorshei Hashem Lo Yachzru Chotoiv refers to the fact that the tzadikim who seek Hashem, Shekol Toiv Nimshach Mehem, all goodness comes from these tzadikim. Ach tzadikim Mahani Zchusayu A'almo. The Gemara says, tzadikim, their zchus helps for the rest of the world. Adidhu Loi, for themselves it doesn't help. As the Gemara proves from the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, the Gemara says, Kol ha'ilam nizayim b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The Shefa of the whole world came through Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, and Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was the poorest person in the world. So we see that v'dor she'ashem lo yachzru chotoiv, v'dor she'ashem are the tzadikim, they are the ones who are mamshich all the Shefa. But are they mamshich it to themselves? No. Rabbi Nezal says, ki atzadikim ba'atzmon ein lohem klum. The tzaddikim for themselves, they have nothing. Rak mamshichem kol toiv el ha'olam. They draw all types of ashirus and wealth for the rest of the world, to the rest of the world. Kama Yisham Razala Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, as the Gemara says about Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, kol ha'olam nizayin b'shvil Chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni dayloi b'kav charuvin. And Rabbi Chanina had enough with a kav charuvin. He was satisfied with a measure of boxer, which is the cheapest kind of food conceivable. So we see that this inyan of Valkain, ha'ashirim nikroin koisle beis hamedrash. Rabbi Nizal says this is why we refer to wealthy people as the wall of the Beis HaMedrash. What does that mean? Sheheim Kaisel Shehakoyel Poinenei Lov Al Yidei Ashirusim. They are this wall to which all eyes are turned to based on their wealth. Their wealth attracts all people looking to them. V'chol Toiv Sheyesh Lehem Nimshach Lehem Mi Beis HaMedrash. They are Kaislei. They are the ones on whom all eyes are drawn to. But where do they get this power from? From Beis HaMedrash. They get it from the Dorshei Hashem, from the Tzadikim. Those are the ones who give the Ashirus to the Ashirim. Haynu, bechinas Dorshei Hashem lo yachzru chotoy, shemehem nimshach kol ha'hashpois kanal. All Shefa is nishpa from the Tzadikim. But the Tzadikim don't take it. In other words, if that's the case, why aren't Tzadikim wealthy? The answer is they don't take it for themselves. They give it away. They give it to the Ashirim. So this is why the term Kaisle Beis HaMedrash represents the wealthy people, because Kaisle refers to wealthy, we showed before, and Beis HaMedrash is Miloshin Vesposik V'Dorshei Hashem Lo Yachzru Chotoi, refers to the Tzadikim. Medrash, Beis HaMedrash refers to the Tzadikim who are Dorshei Hashem, who are Lo Yachzru Chotoi, they are lacking in nothing, meaning they're wealthy, but they don't retain the wealth for themselves, they pass it along to the rest of Bnei Israel, specifically to the Ashirim, to the wealthy people. Period. Next. So we see how Kaisle Beis HaMedrash refers to the second category of Dibur that Rabbi Nizal referred to. The Dibur of the Ashirim Kroivim Malchus, the Dibur of the wealthy people, right? Next, Baskoil Yochiach. Sorry, we're up to the fourth one now. We had Choruv, Emas Mayin, and Kaisle Besamirish. Rabbeinu Zal says Baskoil Zebechinas Malchus. The fourth category of Dibur that Rabbeinu Zal referred to was the Dibur of Malchus itself. Rabbeinu Zal says Baskoil Zebechinas Malchus. The term Baskoil is a concept of Malchus. Ki Kakoil Yoitze Mishis is Koin Dekone. We know that where does the voice come from? Where does sound come from? It comes from the six rings of cartilage of the trachea. We know that there are Shis is Koin Shebekone. The Gemara says the trachea is made up of six rings of cartilage, Bechinas Malchus. So we see that the coil, this deeper, the power of speech, is an union of Malchus. Bechinas Sheish Ma'alois Lekise, as the Pasuk says, Malachim, that the throne of Shlomo HaMelech had six steps leading up to it. The six steps represent Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which lead up to the Malchus. Malchus is the seventh step. Nimtzo. So when Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa said Baskoil refers to the power of the sound, an echo, a voice. Sound, this Baskoil is the union of Malchus, which is the seventh. It's Baskoil. It's that which comes from Koil. What is Koil? Koil is Zeranpin. Koil is Zeranpin. Koil is Zeranpin. Dibur is Malchus. The yichud of Koil and Dibur is the union of Zeranpin and Malchus. How do we know that Koil is Zeranpin? One proof, HaKoil Koil Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu represents Zerampin. Right, Koil is Koil from Eish Ruach and Mayim.
Also, five times Chafa plus Havah.
Exactly, that's the punchline. That the word Koil, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, has the Vav in the middle. The Vav of Koil represents the fact that Koil represents a unit of six spheres. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. But Yesod is not an actual sphera. Yesod is called a Koilel. Malchus is called Klolius the Klolius. We once mentioned that. Yesod is the Koilel of Zeranpin. So that in actuality, there are five actual spheres to Zeranpin. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hod. Yesod is referred to already as a Koilel. So the Kuf Lamed of the Vav stands for Yesod. Kuf Lamed is Begimatria five times Yud Kei Vav Kei, standing for the five spheres Chesed through Hod. You understand? That's what it is. So we see that Koil is Zeranpin. Baskoil? Baskoil is Malchus. Baskoil is that which comes from the Koil, that which comes from the trachea, these six rings, is the seventh, which is the Malchus. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal says. Two.
You're saying Koil is Zeranpin.
Right.
Okay, Koil Zeranpin. Dibur you always speak of as Malchus.
Exactly.
Is it the formation into Dibur that causes it?
You got it, baby.
Okay, to go into.
What is Koil? Koil is sound.
Sound.
Before it's Mitzumtzum. Malchus is the Keli, which is Metzayer, the oil of the spheres that it receives.
And that's the fact that words themselves in the Sefer Torah are also Malchus.
Exactly. Oisios. Oisios is Malchus, because it's Keli. That's a Keli. Mekevo Isha Malchus. She's the Keli into which the Zohar is Mashpia. The Zohar is the Zeranpin, he's Mashpia into the Keli. Where is it formed? Where is the Vlad formed? In the Malchus.
Spins from Zeran from Yisrael to Malchus.
What spins?
When you start from Kol to Dibur, see Dibur is Malchus.
The Yichud of Kol and Dibur is the Yichud of Zeranpin and Malchus. That's why we talk about the Bris Haloshin. You understand? The whole of Bris Haloshin means that Dibur is Malchus, it's Tolein Yisrael, taken up Bris. So there's a Bris Hamoer, Bris Haloshin. The Tom, it also refers to as a union of Bris. Okay, so now Rav Elazar says, Nimtza. So what do we see from this? Based on our explanation now, Rav Elazar just showed so beautifully that Rav Eliezer, Shehero Rav Eliezer, Bedalei Dvorim Elu, that now there's a significance. When you learn the Gemara, it's cute that he picked these four things. We know now that there's a soy, that whenever the Gemara picks, a Rebbe picked a certain way of doing a miracle, it wasn't just he picked the first thing at hand. There were secrets in every move they made. Here, Rav Elazar just showed how each thing that he picked symbolized a different quadrant of Shleimus HaDibur. So Rav Elazar says, Nimtza Sheher Rav Eliezer B'dal Advarim Elu Sheh Shleimus Ribu HaDibur. Rav Eliezer showed through these four things that he was Zeichet to Shleimus in all four divisions of Dibur. Dahayinu B'chinas Arbo Chelke HaDibur. Avol Aval Pikein Lo Yishkichu Alzeh. But still, even after Rav Eliezer HaGadol was able to prove that he had Shleimus HaDibur, not enough. They ignored him. Ki Yochid V'Rabim Halocho K'Rabim. Because the law is still that when you have an individual and a plural, we follow the plural. Ki Zeh Yokor Be'enei Hashem Yisporach. This is so precious in Hashem's eyes. Shezeh B'chinas Hizgalus Achdus HaPoshut Me'B'chinas Pulois Mishtanais Kanal. This act of a Rabim conforming on an issue, that's a concept of Pulois Mishtanois being Nichtal and Anachdus HaPoshut. Shezeh B'chinas Shabbos Kanal. That's the concept of Shabbos. V'zehu She'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why the Gemara says that one of the rabbis of the Gemara passed Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what does Hashem say to what's going on here? They're killing each other. In other words, Rav Eliezer HaGadol brought fantastic miracles to prove that he was right, and the Chachamim are ignoring him. What does Hashem say about this? The Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi answered, you know what Hashem says? Hashem says, Nitzchuni Bonai, my children, let's see you beat me. In other words, Kav Yochel, Hashem, a voice from heaven came and said, Rav Eliezer HaGadol is right. Hashem said, Nitzchuni Bonai, Hashem said, get together, let's see the Yidden get together and as a plural override the psak of Hashem even. Hashem said, Nitzchuni Bonai, my sons, the plural, the Chachamim who were arguing against Rebbe Eliezer, Hashem was cheering them on and saying, beat me, let's see you beat me. In other words, happily. Rabbi Nezal says, Shebechina, note, Hashem said, Nitzchuni Bonai, that the Bechinas Ben here is being victorious over the Eved. The Eved represents the 6 days of the week, the Pulois Mishtanois, Noach to Saposhut, the Ben, Shebechinas Ben Shelohem, Notzach. The concept of Ben, of these Chachomim, the fact that they were Zeichet to be Bechinas Shabbos, Bechinas Achdus HaPoshut, coming from Pulois Mishtanois, that's what was victorious. Ki Zeh Sherabim Maskimim Lada'as Echon, Zeh Bechinas Shabbos, Bechinas Ben. This, when you're Zeichet to have a plural, unite and follow one Das, that's what's classified as Bechinas Ben by Hashem. So that now, if we ever wanted to emphasize the significance, the importance, especially within Breslov, any person who feels that he's a member of Breslov HaSidim, he's Mekushet Rav Elazar, and he's not a member of a kibbutz, he's not a member of a specific chavraya, of a specific group, there's no question at all that he's missing one of the most important points of Rav Elazar, of Breslov HaSidus. Rav Elazar here shows the tikkun Zohar says that when we say on Rosh Hashanah, Im Kibonim, Im Kavodim, that what does that refer to? The Tikkun Zohar says that there are four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. The Tikkun Zohar says, Ben is Bechinas Atzilus, Eved is Asiya. Eved is Miloshim Asiya. That a person who serves Hashem as an Eved Hashem, that's the lowest level. A person who is Zeichet to attain the title Bonim Atem Hashem Alekeichem, that's the level of Atzilus. Rabbi Nezal says here that you had Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, who Hashem himself testified that he was right, that he was best, that he was better than the Chachomim. And yet, he is classified as Bechinas Ben. The halacha is not like him over a rabbim. I'm sorry, he's classified as Bechinas Eben over a rabbim, over a kibbutz, a group of people who was zeichet to unite, who was zeichet to see eye to eye, to unite in avodas Hashem, they are classified as bechinas ben. And Rabbi Nizal says here that the nachas that Hashem gets by this pe'ulos mishnanos is being nichlal in the achdus haposhut, that's fantastic. That's a bigger nachas. Note here, they asked Hashem, what do you say now? Hashem said, nitzchuni bonai, I'm on this side. They're the ben, he's the eved. So that if a person learns this, a person begins to understand why our Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, the Talmidim that he was Mekarev, the manner in which he wanted us to conduct ourselves was to function as a unit, as a kibbutz. This is the importance of having a minyan, a kibbutz, who learn together, who daven together. Why? Because there, Avodas Hashem has a different chashivus completely in Hashem's eyes. You get another person who's not committed within any group. He's an individual. He davens in this shul one day, this shul one day. He's not committed. He's not tied in anywhere. He can become a tzaddik. He can serve Hashem, become very great. But still, he cannot perform this avodah, this nachas ruach to Hashem that Hashem gets when a unit of pe'ulos mishnah on Nichlal in an Achdus HaPoshut. The Meforshim on this Torah explained, this is the Kasha note, Yochid V'Rabim Alochi K'Rabim, the Medrash says that on Apikoros once asked one of the Tanoim, okay, great. So then the Jews are zero. The Jews are nothing. Why? Because we're the plural. The Goyim Lahavdol are the plural. Yochid V'Rabim Alochi K'Rabim, then the Halochas with the Goyim. What's your answer to that? What's your answer? What's your answer? Why? Why Kesher Rishon in an Aminyan? Because the Gemara says that Esav was six people, Sheish Nefoshos. It's called Sheish Nefoshos. Yaakov Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, B'shivim Nefesh Yod Avosenu Mitzrayim. V'yitn, when does a plural have a chashivus? When, what gives the majority its chashivus? When they're united. That's majority is zero. Majority is bathroom. If majority is not united, and by the goyim they can be 10 billion. There's no concept of unity. They have United Nations, which is the biggest farce on one foot. It's so far from emes conceivable, where they can't. You see proof from there how the goyim cannot see eye to eye on any issue whatsoever, just about, except against Bnei Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, where the Satan himself works to make an achdus. But otherwise, they are the epitome of disunity. No question about that. Less man the pali. And by the Yidn Lahavdil, it's this concept of Beshivim Nefesh, Nefesh singular. The Gemara says that imagine, by Esav, he had six people in his family, and the Torah refers to them as a plural, Sheish Nefoshois, plural. By Yaakov Avinu, he had 70 people in his family, they're called Shivim Nefesh. And this is brought in the Be'ivei Hanachal, and Rebbe Zal highlights this in his Likutei Moran, I'm saying, to ring a bell, the wording in the words that this is what hits the nail. You can have Hasidim, let's say, you can have other sects of Hasidim, or Mesnagdim, who have 20,000, 30,000. How do we know that Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim? The rule is always majority rules, the answer is no. What gives the majority its chashivus? The achdus. According to the level of the achdus, you can have 10 people be classified as more of a rabbin than 10,000 people. You have the plural of the goyim, they're billions, versus a tiny unit of yidden. And the Medrash says that the yidden are referred there, the rabbim are the yidden, and the yochid are the goyim. Why? Because each one is a yochid. It's sheish nefoshois. Each one has to be listed singular. The Medrash tells the story of an apikoros who once came over to Rabbi Shul ben Levi, I think it was, and he started asking him about this question, that the goyim are the plural and the yidden are the majority. So he asked him, how many children do you have? So he said, I think one of the mefarshim here brings this. Well, that's who it was. That he said to the goy, do you have, he said to this goy, do you have kids? So the goy said, yeah. The goy said, his gartani tsarosi, you just reminded me of my problems. What problems? Amalei lomo, so Yesu ben Kisma said, what's your problem? Amalei, so the goy told him, harbe bonim yeshli, I have, baruch Hashem, a lot of kids. U b'sho shehem yoishim al shulchani, Zem avorach v'lekat pliny v'zeh. And this guy said, I have 20 kids sitting at my table, and when they get together to say the grace after meals, this one says grace to his Hashem, this one says to his Hashem, this one says to the table, this one says to the bathroom. Each one says until, look at the words of the Gemara, ve'enoim demishoma ad shem epatzim esmoichon elu eselu. And they don't get up from the table until they smash, each one smashes the other one's face. They don't get up from the table until they smash, each one smashes the other one's face.